business review. It's wonderful, sensational, delicious, stupendous. No kidding. You know, so long, the sauce. Now, folks, I want you to meet that great music maker, that songsmith of the South, Johnny Mercer.
Yes, sir. I'm here, Southern accent and all.
And the greatest man in the world, the most lovable, most wonderful fellow I know, my boss, Walt Disney.
Well, thanks, Jottle. That was very touching. Hello, Johnny. Say, what's all this about?
Well, haven't you heard? This is a quick preview of Song of the South.
And, of course, that means you'll be asking me questions, sir?
That's right, sir. And in return for your answers, Walt, I'll pay off with a song.
Well, that's fair enough for sure.
All right. So why don't you begin by telling us all about Song of the South?
Well, sir, I'll do my best.
First, I think we'd all like to know just why you're doing the tales of Uncle Remus, Walt.
Well, Johnny, one of the first books I ever read was the Uncle Remus story. It was a long, long time ago down in Missouri. Ever since then, these stories have been my special favorites, and I've just been waiting until I develop the proper medium to bring them to the screen.
I see. That's what you call your new dramatic dimension, isn't it?
Something like that. Now we can integrate the talents of live actors with those of animated characters.
Well, that certainly is something new, the way you've done it, Walt. When I saw Song of the South, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Well, you know we can almost do anything on the screen now.
Don't I know it? You do things in that film that I've never seen before on the screen.
You know, it was a lot of fun making Song of the South.
It must have been. And working with such a grand cast as you had. Bobby Driscoll, Luana Patton, Ruth Warwick, and James Baskett. All wonderful people. I think you've done an outstanding job of producing Song of the South. It's got a wonderful story with a thousand laughs.
Well, thanks, Johnny. And a few tears, don't forget.
Yeah, and there's some glorious music, too. Of course, whoever heard of a Disney picture without great music?
Music, your department, Johnny. Well, help yourself to one of the numbers from Song of the South and give it that super Mercer treatment.
Thank you, Walt. And I think I'll do the one everybody comes out whistling and humming after seeing Song of the South. Zippity-doo-dah.
Fine. And sing it just as swell as you did in that Uncle Remus album you and the Pied Pipers recorded for Capitol Records.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine head my way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It is the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful day.
It is the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactory.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful day.
I'm sure everybody enjoyed that, Johnny. It was great.
Well, it's a great song, Walt, from a great Disney picture. Thanks for being here with me, Walt, and I'm sure the folks enjoyed this brief chat with you as much as I have. Now, this is Johnny Mercer saying so long, and reminding you, there's a song for everyone in Song of the South.
You'll want to see it again and again. Walt Disney's new Technicolor hit, Song of the South, is one of the most entertaining pictures to come to the screen in years. This full-length musical drama, combining three lovable new Disney characters with some of Hollywood's finest actors, will thrill you with its story, and you'll love its glorious musical score. Remember, Song of the South.